What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
Yes, the tricky pickle of the week, the ethical conundrum you've sent us to unpick. This modern dilemma is about being unfriended, and it comes from Jen. She says, I had a good friend in high school. We stayed friends and kept in touch until about 7 years ago. I remember the last time she came around to my house for a dinner party. She hasn't talked to me since then. She never likes or comments on my posts on Facebook, as she does to other old friends, and she didn't respond to a few tentative, friendly messages I sent a few years ago. It took me a while to work out she's not talking to me and that I wasn't making it up. I assume I did something to upset her. I have high respect for her as a person and don't believe she'd freeze me out without a reason. But I don't know what. Surely if it was a big thing, I'd be able to guess what it was. Is it her responsibility to tell me what I did to upset her, or my responsibility to confront the issue and ask? Well, thanks, Jen. And to help us out with this modern dilemma, comedians Susie Youssef and Justin Hamilton. G'day, Susie and Justin.
Hello.
Hello.
Susie, does this resonate with you? Has it ever happened with you or your friends?
No, no one ever leaves my life ever. It has happened to a couple of friends of mine, and it can be something that plays on your mind for a really long time. One, like that question of what is it that I did. But when I first read this issue, a couple of things popped up immediately. 7 years is a long time to be considering what happened. And that's not to make her feel like this is a very real issue for her, and I'm not trying to make light of it, but I think that there comes a point where you have to let some things go or do everything in your power and then let it go.
Okay.
I feel like maybe there hasn't been enough action at this point.
Yeah, well, let's get back to that in a minute. But Justin, what about you? I mean, how would you feel if an old friend dumped you without explanation? Has that happened to you?
Look, I don't know if it's happened, but I'm 44 and I'd be completely fine with it. Like, I have so many friends and so many people to catch up with that if one dropped off the radar, I'd think, well, that's just freed up some time to see some people I really care about.
Oh, lucky you.
Right. Do you know what I mean? I don't mean it in a, oh, watch out, he's got heaps of friends kind of bragging kind of way. But, you know, in the modern society, it's not like in the old days when you lived in a village and you knew the baker and you knew the butcher and they were the only two people you hung out with.
Actually, Justin was trying to delete my number just this morning.
Look, I didn't know you were going to bring that up now. Okay, like, well, I can't believe it. That was between us. And I didn't know you were looking over my shoulder.
Susie, whose responsibility, as Jen asks, is it to confront the issue? Is it the dumper or the dumpee?
Well, it's definitely Jen's responsibility because she can't control anyone else's behaviour. And I'm not trying to get all kind of, not trying to be a psychologist in this situation, I'm by no means qualified, but I just think when it comes down to it, it's absolutely her responsibility because the person who is ignoring her obviously doesn't care.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, though, Justin, is the ex-friend kind of being a coward in a way for not accounting for her silence?
Well, I think that is definitely on the table as a possibility, you know. I think maybe Jen could do something crazy like just ask her. I know that sounds absolutely crazy in this modern world when you can just check her on Twitter, on Facebook, check out her Spotify list, see what's happening on Instagram, check her emails and do that kind of thing.
Do you mean to actually interact?
Yeah, actually interact, like human beings, like we used to do back in the 80s. Like, it was like analog, you know, you'd actually talk to someone. But here's the thing for Jen, she may ask and get confronted with a truth that she is not ready to hear. So sometimes, you know, not knowing can actually be empowering.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, there are kind of two schools of thought on this too, that old friends are important to keep, you know. I mean, these two met at school. So, you know, old friends knew you when you were younger. They represent something of your history and that it's reckless to let them go without making some kind of effort. I guess the other school of thought would be that friendships can just run their course and there's a use-by date and you should just let them go. Justin, I think you're probably of that latter school.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, like sometimes things just come to a natural end and you can look back on it and think, wow, wasn't that person great for when I was 17 to 27, we had some ripper times together and you don't have to relive them. Like sometimes you catch up with friends and, you know, all you do is reminisce about the good old days. And then when you think about the good old days too much, you realise, nah, they weren't maybe that good. Like maybe things are better now. But I think she should be very careful in what she finds out, because it might be something flippant. Mm. Like she might just find out that one day she said that Dr. Quinn medicine woman was not for her and her friends turned on her. Or it might turn out Jen had an affair with her husband that she found out about. Like, you don't know. It could be as extreme as that.
Well, I think Jen would know that.
Well,
the latter.
Yeah, I know, but some people have shifty morals and we don't know Jen that well.
No, not yet. Susie, do you think, though, that men and women tend to think differently about friendship?
I did have a thought on this. I think sometimes women, or in my experience, I've only ever been a woman, and
Well, there was that one night, but
Yeah, I mean, it was a glue on moustache, though, to be honest.
Oh right, okay. Well, so it was mine. So that means I've been mostly a woman too.
Yeah, that's true. Another issue for another day, though.
That's probably another talk.
But I think there is. Sometimes it becomes a habit of women to think that they are the problem. So she's assuming here that whatever is going on is her fault, that she's done something wrong and she can't think of it. The other option is, and I think sometimes men take this stance, although it's really an individual thing, that, you know, the person, that it's the other person's problem, or that, you know, it's not their issue to contend with. I really think, first of all, that this is an opportunity for Jen to be really assertive if she wants to just have closure on the situation. But like Justin said, you're going to find out something that possibly is hard to digest or hard to deal with. The second point is the danger of dinner parties.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
What? You don't believe in having them? They're too
risky?
No, they're
too dangerous, too risky. Friendships end at dinner parties.
Yeah, they certainly do. Yeah. You suddenly, you know, you're having a couple of wines, you're having a good meal, suddenly someone brings up Justin Bieber, they're 44, they say they really like him, you realise you can't be friends with
them
anymore.
And you had no idea until you got to the... And you're already halfway through the main. You can't leave until dessert anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, and now everyone
maybe
has so many allergies.
Maybe Jen mentioned the Bieber and
she turned.
This is
and
life,
seven years ago, that was very controversial.
Right, yeah. It was.
And what about you? Have you been in Jen's shoes, dropped by an old friend and with no idea why? If so, what have you done about it? Have you tried to find out, tried to repair the relationship, or just let it go without ever finding out why? Love to hear from you on Facebook. Now, Jen goes on to say, it's true that we may have been growing apart anyway. I don't mind not being active friends, but I still sometimes worry and feel bad about what I might have done to upset her and wish I could apologise and set things right. Mainly, I want her to know I care about her and value the friendship we once had. It's been so long and we both lead separate, busy lives now. So is it still appropriate to ask? Justin, is it?
Oh, look, I don't know. Like, poor Jen actually sounds really delightful in this story, and maybe her friend isn't that great, you know? Like, if it's something that has gone down and that's left Jen on the outer, I feel like this friend is being particularly harsh. I also have a feeling that it would be probably something flippant, don't you, Susie?
Yeah, I don't feel like this is a big moment in their life that's broken down the friendship. It just sounds like they've grown apart.
Yeah, and this friend has been cowardly. And I also do understand that sense of, oh, what have I done wrong? What can I do to make it better? But as I said, you know, you go and confront that person, you open up a Pandora's box of potential...
But you do get closure.
Yeah, you do get closure. But what happens if the thing's really flippant and then it just makes Jen angry?
Yeah.
You know, that maybe Jen went over and didn't like her Madeira cake. Do you know what I mean? And that's what's turned her friend against her.
That's not like... Jen's Madeira cake is second to none.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But it could be something as flippant as that.
Yeah, look, I actually wonder if Jen, you know, in the process of writing out her problem and sending it to us, would have come to the conclusion to contact this woman and say, you know, I mean, it seems to me if you just say, this is what, you know, when you're not sure about what's going on, you just don't know what to do. But I think in writing out the problem and contacting us, it can clarify that maybe you just get in touch with this woman and say, you know, we haven't had any contact since that dinner party. I've worried for years that I did something to offend you, but I don't know what it was. Please tell me so that I can apologise. And then the other person is going to, I suppose, either they're going to write back and say, yes, you did this, whatever it was, and you can respond. Or maybe they'll even say, as you're suggesting, nah, look, it was nothing. I just thought the friendship had run its course. And
but the other thing is, what if the friend doesn't respond and this just opens up another, you know, 7-year cycle of worrying about not getting a response from that? Like, there's so many factors that Jen can't control here. Mm. And the other perspective is, something could have happened to this friend that has nothing to do with Jen, and she's assuming that she's part of the problem.
Oh, yeah, good point. Like, something, maybe she's in a bit of a dark place and doesn't know how to kind of share it with other people. And
because the only contact that Jen's seeing at the moment is that she's liking other people's social media posts,
right.
But that's a very safe place to sit back and be anonymous and just kind of, you know, there's a complicated algorithm, who knows when things pop up.
Yeah, and you know, you can use social media as a way to pretend that you're still connecting with the world.
Exactly.
While you're dealing with internal demons. And you know, maybe the friend isn't ready to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I guess she could call her, like, just call her and say, I don't even say something along the lines of, what did I do wrong? Just ring and say, hey, I have just realised I have not seen you in years and I would love to have lunch, and see what kind of arises from that.
I think that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I just think I don't know, I'd be more inclined to write. But I'd also say that, you know, if you do get in touch, if Jen wrote and didn't get a response, then I think that's the time where you really just say to yourself, I let go of this. You know, I've given this friend every chance to tell me what I did wrong, or that maybe it was just nothing, but the friendship had run its course. Mm. But if there's no response, you just have to say, well, that's it, and let go. I don't know.
And I think that Jen as well, she does sound lovely. Like, she's got a lot of respect for this friend. She values an old friendship. But I don't think that that's being reciprocated. I think that if it was mutual respect, then there would have been a conversation in this time. And I think the big lesson, now I sound like my mother, is that she needs to respect herself more and to invest in friendships that invest back in her.
There you go, Jen. Respect yourself. Wending our way through this modern dilemma, the old friend who dumps you without ever saying why and leaves you feeling like you've done something wrong, Justin Hamilton and Susie Youssef. Both Justin and Susie are performing this weekend at the Sydney Comedy Festival. Justin's show is Bunter Boy at the Enmore Theatre. Susie's is Behave Yourself at the Factory. And thanks to you both.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
And how do you think Jen should approach this ghosting friend? Give her the big miss or try to get to the bottom of what happened? Have you had this happen to you? How did you handle it? You can let us know on Facebook. And look, if you've been faced with your own modern dilemma in your personal life or perhaps in your professional life, you know, a problem that's gnawed away at you, why don't you share it with us? You can email your modern dilemma for us to talk about here to lifematters@abc.net.au. Now, you can write that email or you can record your dilemma as a voice memo on your phone, then email the audio file. Same address, lifematters@abc.net.au.